is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Rocket football here on Power 93.3 and online at WXLNradio.com. Sean Crescent alongside Tom Doyle. As we are about to get set for the second half, Shelby County leading North Oldham 33-7.
You know, Sean, we want to say thanks to Logan Forrest for providing us with the stats. He does the stats for Shelby County, another Shelby County ex-football player.
You know, talking about, we'll mention some more stuff about some ex-footballers here in a moment as we have kickoff here to North Oldham. Right. Their return man takes it from the 20 all the way across the 40 up to the 43-yard line.
I think that was Bryce Webb.
It was Bryce Webb, number 14.
No, yeah, no, 44.
Oh, 44. No, it looked like 14. So we'll get the second half started here for North Oldham from good field position as they do spot it down at the 43-yard line. Josh Tomey, the return man. Bryce Webb at quarterback here for the Mustangs. Here's
fumble.
The fumble. He'll pick it right back up and now look for somewhere to go. Boy, he got hit hard.
Ball's on the ground again.
Ball's on the ground again, and North Oldham gets it. My goodness.
That's Ryan Riggs that come back and got the second one. Couldn't tell if Shelby County grabbed the first one or if North did and let it get away. But
you know, we haven't mentioned it a whole bunch, but other than the statistic alone of negative rushing yards, but this defensive line, this defensive front seven for Shelby County tonight has had an excellent first half. They continue it here to start the second half, penetrating that line of scrimmage.
Yep, that was another 8-yard loss right off the get-go.
Second down and 18. The ball spotted down now at the 35-yard line. Webb has two wideouts here to the near side as North Oldham, wearing white with black pants, moves from left to right across the dial. Here's a run over to the left side. They'll give him forward progress up to, let's call it the 36. That's just about a yard gain. Connor Newhouse on the run.
I couldn't tell who it was. One of the Shelby County defensive backs over there. The lineman, the linebackers kept stringing that up, and he come up and cleaned somebody's clock.
I think it was Colin O'Hare. Was it O'Hare? It was O'Hare or Dean over there, I think, on the far side with a nice hit. But this is now third and about 16. Webb drops back to pass under pressure. Boy, he's lit up again. Five Shelby County defenders wrap him up and take him down. Ryan Johns is in there. And now we've got some extracurricular activity on the ground. No flags are thrown that I can see.
I don't know if they were tangled up and trying to get up. There's two guys sort of, a lot of pushing and shoving going on for no flag.
Ooh, Ryan Johns was in the middle of that pile down there. And I'm almost positive that he and Bryce Webb got tangled up down there on the bottom of the pile. And as you said, they got tangled up. I think they just had a hard time getting unwound. And it brings up fourth down here. Bryce Webb back to punt for North Oldham. And this defense continues to play stellar.
That's about 10. It looks like Shelby County's coming for this one.
There's the snap and a kick. Gets it away. A high
Cochran back got that
kick.
One.
And Keon Stone catches it. Comes to the near sideline. He'll stutter step. Now come out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, just over the 40. No flags on the field on this one that I can see. We've seen a few of those pink flags thrown on kicks tonight.
Drew Mack was heading in there, and I thought he was going to get one, but he let up right at the last second. Prevented the push in the back, but it was good, you know, like a block out on basketball. A guy had to end up going around him.
It's one of the biggest pet peeves of any football coach, but especially Coach Shipley. We've seen several times this year punt returns negated that were touchdown returns. Keyshawn Catlett had one that comes to mind here at home 3 or 4 weeks ago. But the Rocket offense, led by Tyler Drain, here's a fumble on the ground. North Oldham's going to get it as the handoff from Drain to Caleb Moorhead. Never really, I think the ball never really was seated in Moorhead's little handoff pocket there. And it just squirted right out. North Oldham will take over first and 10 as they recover the fumble on the Shelby County 46.
One of the hardest things in the triple option is if you're doing that triple option, that quarterback is riding that up in there with the fullback, and that communication of pulling it, leaving it, waiting too late, you know, it's time, and it's going to happen sometimes. Time for the defense. Let's step back up again.
Bryce Webb in the shotgun. He'll keep it over the left side, makes a man miss. Ryan Johns wraps him up. Kind of around the 43-yard line. They'll mark him at the 42. And so a nice run for Bryce Webb, who's had a long night at the quarterback position for North Oldham.
Rocket didn't seem to get the call in or get the adjustment. We were still having guys moving around with the snap of the football.
Yeah, Connor Dean wasn't positioned, I don't believe.
You know, we've been flip-flopping back and forth, waiting to see what set they're coming out in. They're back in that double stack again.
Second and six. Here's a run by Newhouse up the middle. A nice tackle right at the first down marker.
Number eight.
Jose Carrillas on the tackle for the Rocket defense. That's the first time we've called his name tonight. He's in on defense for the Rockets. And that run was good by Jackson Wine for a first down. Excuse me, that was Connor Newhouse. Here's a, boy, that was a discombobulated start there. We're going to get a flag.
False start.
And an illegal procedure on the offense. 5-yard penalty back, will back the offense up now to just behind the 40-yard line. They'll mark it at the 41.
You know, again, they'll be sort of leaving that middle open. And it's almost like they got Jose in there playing the middle all by himself. And Jose,
he's not exactly a spy as much as he is just to occupy the middle of the field.
That's what he's doing, and his job is to, if anybody gets through the line, it's all mine. And he did his job last time.
Newhouse on the run here on first and 15. He's going to get about 4 yards to about the, see where they'll spot him. They get him down now to the 43, so about a 3-yard run. Bring up second and 12. Seen a lot of names and a lot of new numbers and players on both sides of the ball tonight for Shelby County with a big lead. Arias is one of those. Of course, Cameron Armstrong, we've called his name a time or two. He's in at safety. The ball's on the ground here. Who's got it?
Got a flag on the play by the umpire, too.
And it looks like North Oldham fell back on top of it. Bryce Webb lost it as he was trying to hand the ball off. We'll see and wait now for indication on this infraction. Looks like it's going to be a holding on the offense. And head coach Todd Shipley was asked, they'll decline that penalty. So that'll bring up third down and long. Spotted down on the fumble recovery now back at the 43-yard line. So
another play for lost yardage.
Third and 17. Webb, two wideouts to both sides, takes the shotgun snap. He's under pressure. He's going to be brought down at about midfield. Great play there by James Bradley, who picks up the sack, and that'll bring up fourth down, and this North Oldham offense has just had a long night here at Robert Doyle. Webb doubles as the quarterback and the punter. He stands back at his own 35, waiting for the snap. Keon Stone deep to return for Shelby County. And now Webb looks like he's going to take off and try to run this. And he's
tackled by his own guy.
He is brought down by his own guy. Boy, that's how it's gone tonight for North Oldham.
I still don't think he was still 15, 17 yards short of the first down. And I think Shelby County was closing the door coming back in.
Jackson Kincaid, wearing number 25 for North Oldham. I don't know. That's just wrong. Does he get credit for that tackle?
I don't know. We had one a while ago.
I know. So, boy, he tackles Bryce Webb on the on what was a fake punt there. So Shelby County gets it on turnover on downs at their own 46. First and 10. Davis is going to get it on the toss sweep around the right side. And, boy, he's met in the backfield at the 40-yard line. A loss of six on the play as he's run out of bounds and brought down. We've seen a few times when they've run that play, Tom, now that
That's about the third time.
Yeah, the defense has slipped through the cracks, and he's had two or three defenders back there
it's
in a hurry.
You know, Brandon's coming in motion, and it's just a little flip to him, and it's not really part of the option. We're not really fooling anybody.
It's going to be second down and 16 for the Rockets.
You know, we're halfway through this quarter already, and it's been pretty lackadaisical. You know, the defense has been out there most of the time, and they've been doing what they're supposed to be doing against this North Oldham team.
James Bradley's a wide out here on the near side as Keon Stone comes in motion. They give it to Moorhead up the middle, and he is still running through the pile as he gets over midfield. They'll spot him down at about the 48-yard line. Excuse me, that was Jose Carrillas on the first carry for Jose for tonight, and I tell you, he hit the hole hard, and he picked up. Boy, he picked up about 11 yards on that run. It's going to bring up now third down and four. What was about a 12-yard gain. It was second and 16, now third and four.
You know, think about Jose, and he hasn't, you know, he's been injured so much beginning of the year. He's just now getting back. He had 2 good weeks, you know, time to practice. He plays hard.
Mm-hmm. He lines up at the fullback position, and now Drain going to drop back and pass. Look deep down the right sideline. Davis almost had a one-handed catch as he got spun around, but questionable that the defender may have had contact with.
Coach Shipley believes there was contact.
Yeah, I tell you, he didn't look back for the football, and he was right in Brandon Davis's hip pocket, and that'll bring up fourth down and four.
Coach Shipley still talking to the back.
33-7 lead for Shelby County, and Coach Shipley is still playing competitive football here and wants every call. He's not gotten a lot of calls his way for Shelby tonight. Now we've got a flag down, and this is going to go against. This is a sideline warning. That's their first one, so the next one will be an infraction for yardage.
Evidently, coaching staff on the other side is not very happy about something.
Tyler Drain is back to punt. He stands at his own 40, awaiting the snap. This one's a high snap, but he will get the kick away.
That's a nice little punt.
A nice little high spiral punt down to the 19-yard line. Number 11, Brendan McAfee with the fair catch. And North Oldham will take over first and 10.
You know, I thought, you know, with Tyler back there and ball at midfield, we might try a little something there. Put the ball in the hands of the defense here.
Shelby County defense has been very good tonight. Here's Webb going to hand off to Newhouse. He'll have a first down run out to the 31-yard line, 11 yards on the play. I'll call it 12 yards on the run. And they'll actually get it out to, let's call it the 32. 13-yard run for Connor Newhouse and a first down for the Mustangs.
They'll be running some more fresh faces out there as Armstrong back in.
Devontae Chandler in the game as well here in the secondary. Shotgun snap to Webb, hands it to Newhouse over the left side. He'll have more positive yardage. He's out close to the first down marker over the 40-yard line. They'll bring it out to the 42, and that is good enough for another first down, a 10-yard run. They gave him a generous spot.
Number 60, Leif Davis out there. Irvin Padilla. Number 72.
Shotgun snap. Here's Newhouse again. Another gain of about 5 on this run as he gets out to the 48 of North Oldham. And the Mustangs are in a bit of a hurry up here as they have found some success running between the tackles. Connor Newhouse. He'll give it to Newhouse again. He'll get another, almost another 5. Let's see if they mark it for a first down, boy. They've given him a few generous spots. This one they'll put at the 49 of Shelby County, and that's going to be just shy of the first down marker, so a gain of 4 on that run. But we've seen Newhouse now 4 times run for positive yardage. He'll flank Bryce Webb to his left. Shotgun snap, and it's Newhouse again over the right side, and he's down inside the 45-yard line to the 44, and that's a first down. So this Rockets defense and put to the test here on this drive. Started at the Mustang 19.
See, Mac and John's back in the game here. Their tackles.
Shifting around some defensive players here. We'll see Riggs go in motion. Webb's going to take it around the left side. He's got one lead blocker who cracks back. Webb hits the edge, and he'll be out toward the first down marker. He's run out of bounds by Brandon Davis, who gave him a nice hit before being out of bounds.
I think Brandon remembered the goal line play.
I don't think he's going to let that go for a while. They will mark him shy of the first down. Webb's run good for a gain of 9 on the play inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. 1:57 left in the third quarter. North Oldham driving. Here's the shotgun snap. This one's going to be number 15, Jake Sadoff. He's got the first down, and they mark him at the 29-yard line here with 1:49 left to play in the third. Shelby County in control, 33-7.
You know, I like to see the Rockets make a stand right here. Let's not let him get in.
Tight formation here as they bring everybody in. They hand it off to Sadoff over the left side. He's got the edge. He's run out of bounds after picking up the first down yardage inside the 20. They run him out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. And North Oldham found a bit of rhythm here for the first time on offense.
I'll tell you what, they flat whooping us up front right now.
A lone score for North Oldham came on a long pass play on their first possession. They've really not strung a drive together for this entire ball game. This defense has been absolutely outstanding. And Coach Todd Shipley going to take a timeout here to give his guys a bit of a breather and perhaps a bit of a pep talk.
I think it's more of the pep talk than it is the breather.
Yeah.
I know him and Coach OG walked out there, and both of them had the headsets. Coach Shipley on his hip, and he was waiting for him.
Well, you see Coach OG is out there. You've got Shipley. You've got Coach Don Burley out there as well, all defensive coaches. And they'll break the huddle here with 1:28 left to go in the third. North Oldham's going to send two wide out stacked to the near side, two stacked to the far side, moving from left to right across the dial. First and 10 from the 19, and this is going to be the quarterback Webb up the middle on the keeper with positive yardage again. And his defense, who has been run over a brick wall most of the night, is more of a sieve here on this drive. Clock running here with 1:09 left to go in the third.
You know, I don't know what time possession is this quarter, but North Oldham's had the ball, it seems like, the whole quarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially after the Rockets fumbled their first possession of the second half. Here's the second down play. They'll hand it off to Sadehoff up the middle. He's finally going to be brought down by Ryan Johns, who stood him up. Ryan Johns, not very tall. Sadehoff probably goes probably better than 6 foot tall. And Ryan Johns stood him up.
I mean, he's a good-looking kid. You know, runs quarterback sometime.
33 seconds, and the clock's still moving here in the third. It's going to be third down and about 4 yards from the 11. Webb in the shotgun. Sends a man in motion the near side. That's McAfee. He'll pitch it over here to Newhouse. Flag is on the play. Newhouse going to be wrapped up.
Oh,
he is licked here on the near side.
Number 20. Justice Powers.
Justice Powers absolutely got a square lick on Newhouse as the clock stops here with 14 seconds left. We've got a hold on the offense.
It's going to be interesting to see what Coach Shipley does right here. They're going to push him back.
They'll mark him down for a gain of, actually for a loss of 3 on that run, which would bring up 4th down and 7 from the 14-yard line.
And Whitehead coming over.
I see they
holding.
They are going to replay third down, which means they've got to move the football back here, don't they?
Yeah.
Hang on, now we're going to walk it off. I'm going to say, threw that flag down.
Yeah,
that's a 14.
That umpire's pink flag has been on the ground a bunch tonight.
I don't know what how many if he's looking for referee fantasy points or what, but yeah, he sure leads the entire crew. Gonna be third and about 16 here from around the 23-yard line. Webb gonna drop back on third down, throws a high ball into the end zone, and it is
great
caught
catch
for a touchdown. That was Blake McAfee with the reception, number 2, and Bryce Webb, who we've said before, throws a nice football, threw this one high in the air, gave his man time to run underneath it. And North Oldham scores their second touchdown of the night. This one, a 23-yard touchdown to Blake McAfee.
Edward Guerin had pretty good coverage on that. You know, Bryce threw that one as a perfect throw right to the back corner of the end zone. A great catch.
Now the extra point try. Kick is up and good. With 1 second left here in the third quarter, the Rockets lead North Oldham 33-14. And Tom probably... without a question, the worst defensive effort we've seen on a drive tonight from the Rockets.
You know, we had a lot of guys, you know, running them in and out. But you know, once they got about the 40, we had our guys out there. Played a little better after Coach Shipley gave them a little pep talk, but still gave up the long pass play.
We'll keep it here as we've got 1 second left before the quarter will end. 33-14 our score here. Shelby County on top. And as we mentioned, time of possession for this third quarter, boy, I don't know the exact number, but North Oldham kept it out of the hands of the Rockets for majority
Rockets,
of the time.
The Rockets really only had one pretty good positive play right there, and that was that smash up the middle by Jose, and that was on second and long. So that was really, I think, one play with a fumble and 3 and out on that one.
That's Jackson Wine is going to kick this one into the end zone for a touchback. And he's got a pretty good leg, and we've seen that once or twice already here tonight. But, Tom, you know, looking at the scoreboard now, what felt like a runaway score for Shelby County. You look up there now, and we're about a possession or so away from
having a football
game. This turning into an interesting fourth quarter upcoming.
Well, you know, starting for Shelby County, step up. Let's get some positive yardage here. Just get the penalties away. I know, you know, Brandon, we ran that one play and had a big loss. We need something good going on. Looks like we got Jose at fullback again.
Stone goes in motion. They do give it to Carias over the right side. He is going to get about 8 yards on the run, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. And the Rockets will take it to the other end of the field. They'll trot down from the north side of the field down to the south, and they'll spot that last Carias run down at about the 28-yard line. So it'll be second and two when we start the fourth quarter. Rockets on top, 33-14. You're listening to Rocket Football on Power 93.3.